Joan in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I didn't quite back up far enough for my garage door to come down the right way.
All right.
And kind of buckled.
Okay.
The other garage door is the old kind that has the springs and the roller.
All right.
So we're wanting to replace both doors.
Okay.
Okay, which would be the best? Like the steel insulated or the steel insulation steel? I realize what's best, but what do you think?
Well, let me ask you a question, Joan. Is your garage heated or cooled?
No.
Then why do you want to insulate it? You don't have to insulate it. The insulation in a garage is an unconditioned space. So the thermal barrier is the walls and the doors between the garage and the rest of the house. It's not the garage door. So there's really no reason to insulate the garage door. So take that out of the equation.
Okay.
You know what I always used to see people do when I was inspecting houses? They would hang a tennis ball from the ceiling of the garage.
Yes, I've
and they knew that when
too.
when they drove in and the tennis ball hit the windshield, it was time to stop.
They were good.
Well, that will be our next deal once
All
we
right.
get the new doors.
New garage door and two new tennis balls for Joan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
At least she was honest.
That's right. She owned up. She owned up to her little incident.
That's funny. Yeah, I remember when my sister was learning how to drive. We had this Volare station wagon, and I was a kid, and she backed right into the garage door when it was down, and we were coming up the driveway, and punctured this big hole in it. And I remember my mom grabbed the repairman and had the piece of wood repaired and the paint done on it. And
oh,
I remember
your dad found out?
Right before my dad came home from work that night. And I remember my dad walking up the driveway and, like, putting his hand on the garage door in the exact spot. Like, he knew, he sensed
right.
it, and he came in with brown paint in his hand and was like, is there a story I should know? It's funny. She was honest.